I like this. Let it roll. That sounds good. It's a good way to wrap up the show right here, huh?
And while this is rolling, let me do this before we forget. You know, we're going into our 30th year broadcasting. You know, this is the 50th anniversary of the Phoenix Suns? Or is it the Arizona Suns? Is it still the Phoenix Suns? Still the Phoenix Suns?
Yep.
Yeah, something like an NBA team. Yeah.
The Madhouse on McDowell.
That's right.
We have tickets to Tuesday, December 26th, day after Christmas, 7 o'clock. They're taking on the Memphis Grizzlies. If you would like to go, we're going to make you earn it a little bit this time. You have to text the name of the three nonprofit partners of Rosie on the House to 411-923. We had a lot of gimmies this week. We just had a simple one on the Coyotes tickets in 7 o'clock. The week before, we just had you text Coyotes. We gave away random state parks for the first 20. This one, you got to earn it. Who are the three nonprofit partners of Rosie on the House? We've spent the majority of the broadcast highlighting parts and features of them here and there. Text that to 411-923. All correct winners will be put in the list, and we'll pick a winner at random.
Very good. Jennifer, I got an email this week for you, sweetheart.
For me?
Yes. Yes.
To you? From
yes,
about
it,
me.
It was sent to me from Miss Mary.
Okay.
And it goes on about some things I was helping her with about the house. But she says, you know what? If Jennifer needs any volunteers for her journey in the education of caring for the senior population, please let me know. I know I can be of some assistance.
Well, I'm going to email her back.
This is Jennifer's new passion, aging in place.
Just a big...
Is this a proactive approach?
Meaning what, for myself? You are a booger.
Wow. Kaboom.
Well, hopefully, Roma, you'll be listening all the while I talk about it, and so you'll have it all figured out by the time we get there.
And you're actually certified.
A CLIP certification.
Sorry, certified living in place.
Yeah, so just some practical areas, but I also am very interested in just all aspects of aging, and there's going to be so many from now until next 20 years or so, 30. Different alternatives. I just finished a book called Being Mortal by Atul Gawande that Donna from Living Streams had recommended when she was in, and it's an amazing book. If you're at all interested in the topic, really well written, really makes you rethink how you... He actually taught me to be more respectful to everyone, just not assuming that everybody... not stepping in and helping when you shouldn't. You know what I mean? Like respectfully letting people make their own decisions. And that applies a lot to aging, but it also kind of applied to the other end with your children. You know, give them a chance to fail.
Well, this is a kind of a growing little concern at our remodeling company where Jennifer is getting this certification. She's been away and gained some special training, and it's one of the areas that we're going to develop a whole little specialty niche on. So we're excited about it.
So thank you for offering for the input. I'll be sure and reach out.
And again, the book you just so highly read, Being Mortal?
Being Mortal by Atul Gawande. He just talks about, you know, the history of how we've treated the elderly and the respectful way to treat the elderly and how we've failed in so many ways. So.
Okay. Well, we started the show this morning, Gary.
Actually, next week, we've got the Best Of show. That 10 o'clock hour for aging in place that happened, I guess, back in October. We're going to repeat that because there is a ton of information on top of what Jennifer just started.
Was that the John and Meg Smeck interview?
The Smeck interview, which I thought was fantastic, and also Donna Taylor.
Yes, from Living Livestream.
Livestream.
Okay, yeah. All right. So that'll be the 10 o'clock hour next week.
Next week.
Very good. We'll be taking next weekend off as a holiday vacation for the Romeros. But we will be running a recorded segment, recorded 4 hours, the best of all the shows that we did in this past year. Should be a great show.
Got all choked up for that, huh?
Something got stuck in there.
Well, I'll let you clear your throat. We'd started with the history of housing and the artifacts.
Pit housing with the archaeologist.
Well, the future of housing is coming in a form that we're very happy to announce. If you may have heard us talking about it the last couple of weeks, but it's called the Rosie on the House Homezada Digital portal. And what this does, I'm going to take you through a real-time example of what I did on my house just this week. We had our garbage disposal go bad. It's a Badger, and I knew that because I had replaced it 7 years ago. And I went to Central Arizona Plumbing Supply, and I told them, you know, I need a new Badger, half horsepower, no problem, brought it home. Well, because it was the same manufacturer, it was very easy to change, but somebody maybe was new to the home wouldn't have known that. And now what this is able to do, as part of a subscriber to Homezada, there's a free aspect, and you get to inventory your home. So I'm looking right now at mine, and I'm going to click on inventory. I'm going to go into my spaces. I'm going to go into my kitchen, and you can see there in the items, you can look. I've got this garbage disposal. I've got photos of it along with the documents. It is the receipt for this unit with what I paid and how long the warranty is. It's the future of home ownership. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com/homezada and learn more about the future of housing in Arizona. Merry Christmas to all, and to all, we'll see you December 30th.
December
30th.